would be a red and white, and it would have, it's a banner, and it would have a big heart on it.
One woman gets help finding her banner among all the other signs that were taken down from the Capitol building after more than 2 weeks of being taped to the walls. Sandra says it's not so much about the poster, but the patients and the people it represents.
So I just feel I need to take it back home.
After being removed from the marble walls by cleanup crews, the signs were brought to a state office building where protesters wishing to retrieve them can do so through Friday. Any remaining signs will be offered to the State Historical Society for potential preservation. Of course, archivists could be left with nothing.
Well, that's a possibility. It would be sad. There are probably other ways to gather it, and we could probably put out a call for materials to be brought in. On the other hand, we will also be talking to people who are here and saying maybe that's a piece you should leave with us, and it's up to them to decide whether to do that or not.
Ellsworth Brown, director of the Wisconsin Historical Society, says archiving signs is only part of the big picture. They'll eventually gather gubernatorial papers, legislative papers, DVDs of the hearings and the legislative sessions taped by Wisconsin Eye, and maybe they'll get some oral histories from participants. Protesters have until the end of this week to pick up their signs. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.